Kathy Osterman is now sitting in with us, the president of the Northfield Historical Society, executive director, president,
executive director,
all the above. I just had Todd Bornhauser, and he's changed. That's changed a little bit with him, but the executive director. Thank you, Kathy, so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
It's Give to the Max Day today, and you have an event. I guess not really related to Give to Max, but it's a tie-in for a radio segue anyway. You have a big thing going on tonight, and it's really cool. Tell us about it.
Nate Olson is the illustrator of the graphic novel Shot All to Hell, which is one of the most popular books written about the Northfield Raid. And he was able to be here during Defeat this year, and he brought some of his original pencil drawings for people to take a look at. But there are a lot of things going on during Defeat. And so rather than just rely on the few people that got a chance to meet him and talk to him and look at his drawings, he thought he would leave them here with us. And we're doing an art show tonight. We're going to have his work depicting the Northfield Raid in his pencil drawings up for people to take a look at. And if they're very interested, they can also purchase them.
Oh, what a neat thing. Yeah. The gift that keeps giving. Nate, if you didn't meet Nate or didn't hear him when he was on KYMN Radio or stopped down there, what an interesting guy. That book is so richly illustrated.
It is.
The graphic novel. And he has kind of a labor of love because he has Northfield ties. He's a Northfielder.
He is, yeah.
Tell us about that story.
Well, his grandparents are Dwayne and Joan Olson, and Joan was a very long-time volunteer here at the Historical Society, as well as the archivist at St. Olaf, and so Nate grew up hearing all about the raid, kind of thought he knew what it was about, to hear him tell it, he didn't really know what the fascination was, just because it was so much a part of his life. So his father actually suggested that he do a graphic novel version of Mark Gardner's book, Shot All to Hell. And Nate kind of went, no thanks, I don't think I want to do that. But he ended up doing it, and I have no idea how many graphic novels start illustration-wise, and then you add the text, but this is taking an entire book and illustrating it and wiping out most of the text to just have, you know, complimentary, you know, a few lines here and there. I cannot imagine how difficult that must have been.
Wow. And, you know, he was here signing books for Defeat of Jesse James Ace, and I think he ran out. Did they run out
Yeah. He did.
It was very popular.
Yeah, by the time Defeat was over, there were no graphic novels to be had. So we actually do have a bunch more in stock for Christmas, if anybody is interested. And so we're going to have those out. Anybody who comes to see this show will be able to take the book and kind of match up the pictures to the book. He's got all the pages lined up and numbered, so you could actually take that book and see what the final product looks like. It's a really unique way to do things. And it's kind of exciting to be able to offer this as the one and only place here that gets to show off his artwork.
Yeah, real neat stuff. And talking to him about the challenges that he had creating the characters and, you know, the expressions on their face, whether it be, you know, fear or anger, bewilderment, whatever, translating all that into graphic novel. I didn't really think. It's like, don't you just draw pictures of the guys? And but it's just the marvelous detail and a wonderful job. And some of that original artwork can be yours.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's clear, you know, when you look at the different people, he did such a great job that you can kind of tell one person from the next. You can tell Henry Wheeler from Anselm Manning, the James Gang. I mean, even when he didn't provide the detail, even some of the profiles, you can just look at these people where he's shaded them in the background, and you can tell who it is. It's fantastic.
All right. Now, those artworks, they'll be for sale.
They will be.
Are they? Is it an auction, or do they have a price tag on it, or a donation, or how does that work?
Nate actually priced all of them, and off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay, you can go in there.
Which is which.
Okay.
But there is a lot of artwork up there, and he has agreed to let the Historical Society have a 10% cut of that. So we're going to be selling it if anybody wants to make that a very, very unique part of their own collection.
Yeah, your own collection, or perhaps Christmas gift coming up. And coming up, we've got Winter Walk. We just had Todd Bornhauser in, as I'd mentioned, to talk about Winter Walk. They're having fireworks there now, folks. That was his announcement. But you've got some things going on, too. And between now and then, you've got a new book that's coming out.
We do. I can't really claim to have anything to do with this, okay, other than being the person who's selling it. But the new Scope book is coming out. Mm-hmm. It's called Eden on the Canon, and this book is probably about 4 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of students who never thought they would see the day that this book would come out, and we're super excited to be able to debut that here just before Christmas and then have some of those student authors in during Winter Walk to have them autograph the books for the public.
What a neat thing. That's a really a cool thing. And that's for those unfamiliar with Scope, it's a program run through the
Junior high school.
Mm-hmm. So they're that age, kids, 6th, 7th, 8th grade in there. And Earl Wineman has been kind of the genesis behind this, the person who had the idea and is executing it. Boy, what a lot of work, and what a huge contributions that Earl has made to the Historical Society.
Absolutely.
In the city.
And what's really neat about this book is that, unlike our story that mm-hmm. was done and completed, that was for the third graders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was basically peers writing it for the younger students.
Mm-hmm.
This is an adult book. This is an adult look at Northfield and some of its issues and some of the things that have happened. So I know people love our story. It's mm-hmm. awesome. This is going to be just as great, just a little bit different than our story.
All right. Well, be sure to check it out. Kathy, anything else?
That's it for now.
All right. And what time is the artist thing tonight?
It is from 5:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, you can also see it and purchase some of the artwork up until December 16th.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Kathy Osterman, Executive Director of the Northfield Historical Society. Jeff, getting out of here. Hope you all have a